but the more you soaked it, the whiter it got. Mm-hmm. And it was good.
That light harmony.
Mm-hmm. Talking about things that you'd have in a house, the thing that I'm sitting in, you'd call a
chair.
Okay. What about something longer than a chair that 3 or 4 people could sit on?
Bench.
Mm-hmm. What would they have now? It's covered.
A couch.
Uh-huh. Any other names for couch?
Sofa.
Uh-huh. Do you think of this as the same thing now?
Or yeah.
Which, you'd probably call it a couch, though? Or
yes.
Any old-fashioned name? Or
I believe that's all I knew.
Okay. If any of these questions, you think of an old-fashioned name or a real modern name, and I'd be interested in hearing about that. What sort of things would you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
The dresser drawer. And if we had our nicest things to hang on a rack, we didn't have no racks. And what a rack was, you had the front room bed. If you had no place to hang your Sunday clothes, you'd lay it on the front room bed.
Mm-hmm.
Where nobody didn't sleep in that bed, only as you had company.
Mm-hmm.
And then the clothes would have to be moved to another place until time to have some more company,
mm-hmm.
or something to that effect.
What was the dresser like?
Well, the dresser had some small drawers, one on each side, at the top and down at the bottom on down. It had about 3, some of them had 4 drawers, and you would keep your underwear and sweaters or things like that in the dresser drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Towels, sheets, mm-hmm. that's where we had to put those. But then as time came on, we had what you call a shiffer robe.
Mm-hmm.
After people began to have shiffer robes, well, we could hang our clothes up in the shiffer robe. It'd be one side for hanging the clothes, another side with drawers to put your socks and your mm-hmm. underwear. A hat box on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It was divided halfway.
This dresser had a mirror to it.
The dresser had a mirror.
Uh-huh.
And we also had what we call a washstand. That we kept a pitcher of water and a bowl to go down and bathe your face and hands.
Mm-hmm.
You got ready to go to the bathroom. You went out in the yard to a little house we call it Johnny House.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Toilet.
Any joking names or kind of vulgar names you ever heard?
I believe that's all I've heard.
Uh-huh. Say if now there's a little room they have in a bedroom for you hanging clothes up in. A special little room they would have. You'd call that?
Well, I never saw that till we began to put closets in houses.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to buy say tables and chairs and sofas and so forth, what would be just a general name for all the things you'd have in your house? You'd call that or say if you wanted to buy a new living room suit, what sort of store would you go to?
Furniture store.
Okay. Well, would you call that furniture, or would you have another name?
Like? Yeah, furniture is all I have.
Uh-huh.
Haven't you?
And something that on rollers that you could hang up in a window, pull down to keep out the light.
Window shade.
Okay. That's a solid thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the top part of the house is called the
ceiling.
Or the cover.
Or the loft.
Uh-huh. The loft.
The loft.
Uh-huh.